I'm standing here with Mike Florio, Pete Prisco from CBSSports.com, NFL Network's Albert Breer, standing here with Jordan Babineau, former Titan and current NFL Network analyst. Now, Jordan,
I like the way that sounds. Say that. You know, say that again.
NFL Network analyst.
Okay, cool.
You like that? Yeah. That sounds good. What do you think of the Titans' hiring of head coach Ken Wisenhunt?
Well, I was surprised by it just because all the signs were pointing to Ken Wisenhunt becoming the next coach of the Lions. I think that that actually helped Wisenhunt develop a market elsewhere. It made the Titans very motivated to jump into the bidding to get the deal done. So they were very decisive, and that's always a good sign. Look, you can go 20 different directions, but it's important to have confidence and to be decisive, and the Titans were.
I think it's a great hire. I think Ken's one of the better coaches in this league. I think he's a good offensive mind. I think he'll bring a toughness to that team. I think it's a terrific hire.
I think it's a win for the organization because he was the hottest name out there, and he's a guy who can work with a young quarterback. That's something obviously they need. Not only making a decision on whether Jake Locker is the guy going forward, also if they're going to draft a young guy, he's worked with players in the past, young Ben Roethlisberger and older and Kurt Warner. So he's got a lot of experience at the most important position. And the other side benefit, because he's got so many years in the league, his ability to put together a quality staff. I think it really shines through. You see it on the defensive side of the ball with Ray Horton. It looks like they've got a group now that they can build with going forward.
What do you think is going to look different about this Titans team now that they have a new head coach and new coaching staff?
Well, one of the things when you have a coaching change is the coaches want players to feel the change. Wisenhunt's going to come in with his guys from a coaching staff perspective. He's going to come in with his principals. And we may see a whole new makeover as far as the offensive and defensive schemes that these guys go in the 2014 season with. So, you know, it's up to the leaders in that locker room. You got guys like Jason McCourty. Alton Verner played an amazing year, had an amazing year last year. And then you take the quarterback, Jake Locker, who just came from injury. But you have to get your captains and your leaders on the same boat and speaking the same language as the coaches are in a locker room if you want to sell the program, have success, get everyone to buy in, and feel like you have a chance to win.
What do you think it's going to take for the Titans to win the AFC South and become a playoff team?
Well, I think Jake Locker has to go to the next level, and hiring Ken Wisenhunt is good for Jake Locker. He's good with quarterbacks. He was good with Ben Roethlisberger. He was good with Kurt Warner. So I think he was good with Philip Rivers. So I think that's a good step for Jake Locker, but he's got to take the next step.
You have to have a great quarterback, but you also have to have to get beyond the first couple of rounds of the playoffs, you have to have a good defense. But it all comes down to quarterback. You can maybe cobble together a 9-7 season and get to the postseason without a great quarterback, but quarterback play is going to be the key, and that's going to be the key to getting to the playoffs. It's going to be the key to advancing.